Quad Cities, 1130 AM KQNA Prescott Valley, and on 99.9 FM K260 BL Prescott.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. People along the Gulf Coast are preparing for Hurricane Michael, which could hit the Florida Panhandle tomorrow as a Category 3 storm. Florida Governor Rick Scott with a dire warning to those who don't pay attention to guidance from local emergency management officials.
If you don't follow the warnings from these officials, the storm could kill you.
Forecasters say in addition to hurricane force winds, Michael's pushing a deadly storm surge and will drop torrential rain on the region. The eye of the storm expected to hit the Panhandle around lunchtime tomorrow. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley announcing her resignation today at the White House. Haley says she's proud of her accomplishments at the United Nations, but felt it was time to move on. Stocks mostly lower today. Investor concerns over bond yields pushing indexes mostly lower. The Dow losing 56, the S&P 4, the NASDAQ gaining 2 points. This is Fox News.
Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Boy, what a packed show we have for you today. And it's going to be some good news because we're going to start out talking to our friend Katie Norris from Prescott Area Shelter Services. They have a big open house coming up. They were also the subject of a front page newspaper story just last week. So that's great news. Also, Marilyn Huffman will be here from the Yavapai BBB with good news about good things businesses are doing around the Quad Cities and consumer watchdog warnings you need to be aware of. Then after the news with Link, a really interesting chat with an author of a great new book. The book is called The Disruptors. It's by author Alan Axelrod, who is a historian, and he has done just a tremendous book with brief biographies of 50 of the most disruptive great people in world history. They pretty much violated the status quo and changed the world as they knew it at that time. You've heard me say on the air from time to time the famous line from Gloria Steinem during the early days of women's liberation when she said, "Nobody ever achieved great change by obeying." Well, this is very true, and it's a wonderful book. You'll hear that interview coming up after the news. But we've got Katie Norris in the bullpen, ready to step up to the plate on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Michelle, my baby said his first words. He said AMCO, you know, as in AMCO Transmissions.
Oh, you mean AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care? As in the specialists who repair and maintain all components on your vehicle? Oh, my baby said that weeks ago.
No. Your baby is saying it all wrong. It's AMCO Transmissions, as in the specialists who know the difference between just sticking in any old part and the correct safe installation. My baby also said they have the best warranties in the business.
Oh, yeah? Well, my little sweetie said to me AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care have the lowest prices in town, and they'll have you in and out and back on the road faster than any shop around.
He did not.
Did, too.
Specializing in every part of your vehicle, it's AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care.
AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care, located on the south side of Highway 69, just west of Glassford Hill in Prescott Valley.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And once again, we're fortunate to have a friend in the studio. Katie Norris is here from Prescott Area Shelter Services. Katie, just a couple of weeks ago, I opened up my morning paper, the Prescott Daily Courier, and there you are on the front page with Cynthia Lawrence. Boy, what a great story that is, and it leads into why you're here, because of the PASS open house coming up a week from tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yes, on October 17th from 1 to 4.
And Cynthia has kind of become the face of what you're doing. Tell us that story.
Well, Cynthia came to us from Montana, and she just ran out of money and didn't know what to do. And she called our shelter, and we just happened to have space, which is unusual. Normally, we have a wait list. And she came in, met with Marissa, our case manager, who, if you talk to Cynthia, she'll just speak so highly of Marissa. She's very kind and supported her. And then she found her own apartment and moved out. She also worked while she was staying at our shelter, even though she's also retired. Mm-hmm. And she's just so appreciative and willing to tell her story, and we're grateful for that.
Now, around the community, you have a great reputation, of course, but some people kind of misconstrue what you do. So tell us what PASS is all about, who you serve, and for how long.
Sure. We're a homeless shelter for women and children. We'd serve people for about 3 months, and we just support them as they meet their goals. We help mm-hmm. them set the goals that they think are the most important to them, which could be mental health, physical health, getting a job. All sorts of things need to be done. And our case manager works with them. I mean, she's there every morning and then some evenings, and she just supports them in any way they need to be supported.
Mm-hmm. And who are the people who help you at PASS?
The people who work with us, mm-hmm. Carmen is our director.
Carmen Frederick, right?
Yes, she's wonderful. She's there starting in 2009, left for just a few years, and then came back. Mm-hmm. So we're very happy. And then Marissa is our case manager. And then I work part-time as the director of programs. So it's a very small staff. Mm-hmm. We need our volunteers. That's how we run. That's how mm-hmm. we stay open.
And tell us about the open house coming up a week from tomorrow.
Sure. It's our third annual open house. It's just an opportunity for people in the community to come. We'll give a tour, show off our brand new floors that we got thanks to the CDBG grant. We also got new windows thanks to the Don Nierling grant, which has actually been wonderful. Our windows were pretty old and drafty. And tell the story about the shelter. Our board members will be there. Cynthia will be there mm-hmm. and a few other guests. And you can just learn about what we do for the community.
How important are your volunteers?
Super important. We would not run without them. We have meal providers who bring a meal each evening, which is a huge task to take on for about 19 to 22 people at a time, but we don't have a full functioning kitchen, so it allows them to have a hot meal each evening. They can take the leftovers for lunch. We have evening advocates every night, 5 to 8 p.m., which is crucial because staff can't be there 24 hours a day, and so they greet the guests, sit with the guests, have dinner with them, help them with their resumes, anything like that. And then we have overnight advocates, and they sleep there, mm-hmm. 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., just to make sure everything's safe at all times, and they have a resource when needed. And then sometimes we even have office volunteers in the morning. They help us write our thank you notes, answer the door. The phone rings a lot, so they help us answer the phone so that we can do some other things as well.
Are any of your volunteers people you have helped by putting them up for a while?
Yes, we do have volunteers.
So
who
they're
come
paying
back.
It forward, aren't they?
They are. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice. We ask that they take just like 6 months off or so the whole group cycles through. And then we do have people who come back as meal providers, overnight advocates. Those are the main ones they come back as, and it's wonderful.
Now, of course, PASS does absorb some costs to do this. It doesn't happen free, but our listeners can help when they do their taxes, can't they?
Yes, we are a 501c3 charitable tax organization. And so, yeah, individuals can donate $400 to us. Married couples can donate $800, and you will receive a tax write-off. We'll send you the receipt with all the information you need to get that done.
Mm-hmm. And once in a while, someone donates a car, don't they?
Yes, and that's helpful, too. It's through the CARS link on our website, prescottshelters.org. And then, yeah, we can get money from that. There's a lot of different ways to donate to us, and we really appreciate it.
And among those ways to donate, you could use everyday supplies, couldn't you?
Oh, definitely, especially now that winter is coming.
Uh-huh.
Cleaning supplies, disinfecting wipes, hand soap we go through a lot. Paper towels go pretty quickly. I think we also need dishwasher soap right now.
Mm-hmm.
Really just anything you use day to day, we need for approximately 20 people at a time, 24 hours a day. So,
you know, just the other day I saw a couple of Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies, and they hadn't shaved in a while. I'm going to blame you for that.
Yes, actually. They do a campaign in October and November. It's called No Shave November, and they pick nonprofits. And so the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office picked us for October, and they donate money to us so that they don't have to shave. And it's a wonderful campaign. We've gotten a lot of donations from them, and we mm-hmm. really are grateful that they picked us this year.
So tell us about some of the challenges faced by the shelter.
The biggest thing is we don't receive any state or federal funding, so we are constantly fundraising to stay open, to be able to serve. We've been open for over 10 years, and it's all thanks to the community and the grants we receive. So we're writing grants. Tax credit donations are really appreciated. Every spring we do our annual tea. It'll be at the Hacienda again next year on May 4th, so we've already picked that. And different things like that. So the challenges are just making sure that we can stay open to serve people.
Do you ever get people bequeathing a donation to you in their will?
We have had that happen a couple times, yeah. And we actually have on our website in the ways to help a whole bunch of different sections.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an endowment set up with the Arizona Community Foundation, which we just got set up, which is a big thing we've been saving for a long time. And then different ways you can set us up in your will and things like that, information there.
And roughly how many women at one time are you helping?
We have a 19-bed facility. However, with the children and cribs and things like that, it can average between like 19 to 22 people at a time. It's in one room, a dorm-style room, so they do have a limited amount of space, a trunk they have to keep their things in. But everybody works so well together. I mean, it's not perfect because it is one room with a bunch of people, but
sure.
Everybody does their chores. They work together. We have a community room where they can eat dinner. There's a TV and couches, and we have a nice little compound backyard area that mm-hmm. they can be at, too.
Now, if I remember correctly, this is not a battered women's shelter. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, how many times do you get people coming to you in tears saying, I can't believe this has happened to me?
Oh, very frequently. We get calls all the time. We have a pretty long wait list right now, unfortunately, of people who just got in a tough situation, and they're calling everywhere they can, every resource that they know. And unfortunately, most shelters in this area were always full. There's other wonderful shelters like Stepping Stones and the Gospel Rescue Mission, Stagger Strait. We all serve very different needs, which is nice. We don't overlap services. We all do different things.
And don't you get some occasional help from First Congregational Church?
Yes, Pastor, we do.
Our friend Pastor Jay.
We have a lot of faith-based support, church groups who take on the meal provider things and things like that. So, yeah, we're grateful.
So how can people tell us what's on your webpage and how people can help PASS?
Sure. So it's PrescottShelters.org. On our webpage, you can read guest stories and volunteer stories from people who have stayed with us. In the Ways to Help section, you can read all about the different ways to help us, and that's doing a third-party fundraiser where you kind of take that on yourself and we just back you. The tax credit, the endowment, things like that, ways to volunteer. We always need volunteers. And then you can read about who's on the board and what the staff is about and all of those things.
I always enjoy asking my guests, what got you involved in this? And your backstory in this is so great because you got a real early start, didn't you, in helping people?
I did. My mom's a social worker, so I've been doing it my whole life.
Yeah.
And I started as an AmeriCorps, and I moved here doing that. So that's when you work for very little. It's the domestic version of the Peace Corps, but it was an incredible experience.
Yeah.
And I did that for a couple years and then got hired on and then work as a nurse as well. So I get to do two really incredible jobs.
You know, between that and my guest yesterday were Susan and Joe Rubio from the Free Wheelchair Mission. They help provide wheelchairs to disabled people in some of the poorest regions on earth. Mm-hmm. And I just go, my gosh, that proves that there are angels on earth.
Yeah. There are so many people out there helping others.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
It really is great to see because all we hear in the news nowadays is bitter tribal stuff. And then something like this comes up and you restore your faith in mankind.
Yeah. And yeah. We are restored every day, actually.
Yeah.
Every day people come, they drop off even some cereal or some milk or things like that. And it's just so appreciated.
And I'll bet your clients' hugs and tears are worth their weight in gold, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yes, definitely.
Really tell us once again how people can learn about the open house.
Sure. It is on our website on the events page, PrescottShelters.org. It will be at our shelter, 336 Northwest Street in Prescott. It's close to Yavapai College off of Sheldon Street. It looks kind of like a regular house, but we do have a sign, and it's 1 to 4, October 17th, next Wednesday. There'll be some snacks, and our board members will be there, the staff will be there, some guests, and you can just see what our shelter is about.
And Cynthia Lawrence will be there too, won't she?
She will.
She's the new face of PASS. And thank you so much, Katie Norris. Say hello to Carmen for us.
I will.
Thank you. Thanks for all you guys do for the community. That's Katie Norris, Prescott Area Shelter Services. Stay tuned because I've got Marilyn Huffman coming up with consumer updates and good business news from the Yavapai Better Business Bureau on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
This is David Strayer. As your state representative, I've been working on issues like education, our economy, border security, transportation, and criminal justice reform. The results have been positive, and we're making real progress. That's why my seatmate Noel Campbell and I are considered one of the most effective teams at the state legislature. More than half of the legislators in Arizona call Maricopa County home, which is why it's so critical for our district to have representatives who can get things done. The issues we face in Yavapai County are often very different from those faced in Maricopa County. I ask for your vote so that I can continue to keep making progress on our issues and so that I can work to keep our economy booming, our budget balanced, our taxes low, and our private sector growing. I will also help our schools continue to improve and insist that school districts direct more dollars to classrooms and teachers, not bloated administrations and school bureaucrats. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more or to get involved. And I'll see you at the polls.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can savor delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Center in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Does your insurance company really know you?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we treat you like family, even though we are not capable of understanding human emotion. We are skilled in gathering customers' age range, gender, and zip code. Let our algorithm take care of your lifetime of needs.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we treat people like people. Together, we work through what you need and create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 221. Marilyn Huffman's here, and this time I got your last name right. She is here on behalf of the Yavapai Better Business Bureau. And that's, you know, it's funny because a lot of people think the Better Business Bureau is all about warning consumers about, you know, scams and things like this. And you certainly do a great job of that. But it's also promoting good business practices and honoring those who do it, aren't you?
Absolutely, 100%. A lot of what we do is not complaint related, but about educating and helping spread the word about those businesses that are ethical and are doing a good job in our communities.
Walk me through that process when someone calls for the first time and they have a problem with a local business. What do you do about that?
Okay, so we would first try to identify if we have the business in our system. Businesses are not required to report to us. Mm-hmm. I would say majority of the time we do have them in our system for one reason or another. And then if they're having an issue with the business, the very first thing we're ever going to do is encourage them to reach out to that business and try to resolve the issue business to consumer. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want to try to create trust in the marketplace and doing it without any kind of government regulation or us stepping in. So if possible, we would like for the consumer and the business to be able to try to work it out. That's step number one for sure.
And if people give the business a chance to do that, in most cases, that's exactly what happens. And I bet you hear a lot of times from the business person, I wasn't even aware there was a problem because the consumer didn't make the business aware, right?
A lot of times businesses are blindsided by a complaint that we will send to them.
Or they'll see something on Yelp and go, what happened?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or why were they so mean or so cruel? We didn't even know. So especially if it's a small business, you know, give them, well, you should give any business an opportunity to try and right the wrong. With the understanding that there's sometimes consumers that you just cannot please.
You know, that's a key thing because, you know, I spent a lot of years in the restaurant industry. And, of course, everybody believes a customer is always right. Now, I worked for a guy who on his menu put the reasonable customer is always right. And he was the type who, if somebody gave him too much trouble, he'd just tell them to go down the street to the other guy and give them their headaches. And we welcome them doing that because once in a while, there are people you're never going to please. True?
That is the price of one of the costs of doing business. I think anyone who's been in business will tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Counsel businesses, you know, given advice, given suggestions. there are going to be times where you are going to run into those people. And a lot of times it's best to resolve an issue to the best of your ability, make a good faith offer, and then with the understanding that this is the last time that never the twain shall meet.
Well, lately the BBB has been warning consumers because we're looking into the holiday travel season where a lot of people are looking for rental and vacation homes and what's been going on.
Sure. I would like to say rental and vacation homes for holiday vacation travel, and also because Arizona is beautiful in a lot of areas in the wintertime. So we have people from Canada, northern states in the United States.
That all the snowbirds.
For the warmer weather to just come and hang out for a few months. So they go online and they'll see a house in an area where they'd like to stay, and they will put in a deposit or pay up front for the home, only to later discover that it's a picture of a home in that area that's owned by someone who lives there. It's not
surprise
a rental. Correct.
Yeah. it pays to establish a relationship with the people you're dealing with online and to ask questions, right?
Correct. So I would say when we have reports of this happening, a lot of times it's because people have gone to a website such as Craigslist. Potentially they've typed in vacation rentals by owner, not necessarily gone to VRBO.com. Now, I will tell you those sites do the best they can to vet who is on them, but they're still, I mean, it's a crazy big world out there, and they can't catch everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely tell people to watch out for deals that obviously sound too good to be true. So if you're getting a great deal, like if you're like, wow, that is a smoking deal, a hot deal, if you're having words like that run through your head where you're like, I got to get this, I got to get it now, you may want to take a deep breath and just really research to find out, okay, is this legit before I give money to someone? If you can see the property in person, and if you're not there, like the gentleman that was taken advantage of in Canada lost $5,700 in a deposit for a home that he wanted to rent for, I think, a couple of months, 3 months over the winter. That may not sound like a lot of money to some people, but to me, that sounds like a crazy amount of money. He didn't have anyone that he knew that he could call on. If possible at all, go with a reputable rental company in that area so that they can verify what you're getting ready to spend money on. If you have a friend there, if there's anyone you can call on, if you're not in the vicinity, we would highly recommend that. And then, of course, don't be pressured to act immediately.
Yeah.
Nothing has to be done right then. If you're finding yourself doing that, then you probably are going to be taken advantage of.
And if it seems too good to be true,
it probably is.
You know, on that note, and hot deals, things like that, we've seen major stories this year about hurricane areas, floods, and every time there's a major flood, watch out if you're in the car market, correct?
Absolutely. 100%. It's something that they tell you to look for. Open up that trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Pop open that trunk. And is the carpet wet that's laid back there? Is the carpet on the inside, on the floorboards, wet in any way? Do all the little electronic gadgets work? In other words,
that's where you'll pay the price.
Correct. If it's a brand new car and you get in and the signals, the turn signals don't work, lights don't come on.
Or smells a little musty.
Yeah, exactly.
or there's mud on the inside of the wheels where they didn't clean quite as thoroughly.
Yep.
There are things you have to look for.
And if you're not physically able to get down and look underneath the vehicle, bring someone who can.
Mm-hmm.
Bring someone that you trust that can help you inspect the vehicle. And to be completely honest, if you have a reputable company that you're working with, they'll allow you to bring in a mechanic.
Right.
Someone who knows what they're looking for.
You know, it's really good to get to know a local mechanic because you can help keep them in business and they can keep you out of trouble, can't they?
You know what? You get what you pay for.
It's true. It's true.
You really, really do in every place of the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a simple meal somewhere or buying a car, a larger purchase like a home. You know, these are things that just proceed with caution And yes, getting to know a good mechanic is kind of like getting to know a good doctor, is kind of like getting to know a great mover.
There you are.
People who have, these are industries, even cable companies, you know, it's, they're difficult industries for these companies to be in. We complain if the internet doesn't work immediately. Guess what? We all get a little upset.
Yeah.
And they hear about it. So if a company responds to you and does the best that they can to make a good faith effort and to ease the situation, then you're looking at a pretty darn good company, and you should respect that and honor that and try to be a good consumer.
You know, every Sunday when I open up my copy of the Prescott Daily Courier, first thing I turn to is the business section. And I wonder how many times in the past year poor Max Efrain has written a story, Dunkin' Donuts is coming. Do people ever call you and say, where the heck is Dunkin' Donuts?
We actually have had, I would say, two or three calls like that. And then I've also had people, believe it or not, come up to me at the Home and Garden Show and ask if they can let me know that they would really like El Pollo Loco. That's,
you know,
the other one.
That's a great point, because it was about 3 years ago that Max put a thing in his column saying, what nationally known chain would you like to see move here?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, you know who the number one request was? Soup Plantation, which is also known as Sweet Tomatoes. I would be there every day. Believe me. Oh, I love that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
If they opened a White Castle, I'd be there every day, and I weigh about 700 pounds. But you mentioned El Pollo Loco. That would be great to have one here.
I personally love them. I love them in Phoenix. When they first came to Phoenix, I remember my parents taking my sister and I, and it was a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was very exciting. And I will admit, that's one thing I miss from moving here from Phoenix. And don't miss much, because I love Prescott.
Sure, sure.
And the area, surrounding areas. And it's amazing, but I'm not sure what's going on with... I know Dunkin' has gone from Dunkin' Donuts to just
Dunkin'. They changed the name, yeah.
But I don't know what Dunkin'
is going on. I had Ben Hooper from the economic development people at PV here last month, and he said, yeah, they're still on board to develop that piece of property where they haven't even dug the ground yet, right next to the Hampton Inn.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins and a pizza place all in the same property. And when? That's what I'm wondering. Because there were some whispers that Krispy Kreme was going to open here. Well, they've pulled that. So that's off the table. But remember how long people waited? When in the world is Chick-fil-A going to open? And then they finally did. And wouldn't you know it, just last week at the Harkins Theater, they had a Kevin Hart movie called Night School. Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
And he loses his job. And he has to take a job. Now, do you know about Chick-fil-A's corporate culture? Their owners are very Christian. That's why they don't open on Sundays. You know, they say, if we don't work Sundays, why should you? Okay. And I admire that.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, in the movie Night School, Kevin Hart has to go back to get his GED. And the only job he can get is wearing a chicken costume and carrying on for a company, a restaurant called Christian Chicken. So I'm thinking like, oh, wait till Chick-fil-A sees this. They're going to love that. But I bet you get some stories about local and regional businesses that if you check them out, you probably find out, where did you get that information?
It's very true. Sometimes just word of mouth it's very powerful, but it can also be very dangerous.
Yeah.
And what's most dangerous is not necessarily the word, well, that's dangerous, the word of mouth, but you listening to it and you just taking that at its word. What you see online, what you see through social media, what you even read in the newspaper, I think it's always healthy to question the source. And if you trust the source, fine.
Yeah.
But if you haven't really had anything to establish that trust, then a healthy dose of skepticism, or as I said in my presentation this morning to the group at Prescott Lakes Apartments, fear has kept the human race alive.
Yeah, it's true.
And in existence for a very long time. So fear is not always to be feared.
Mm-hmm.
It can be healthy as long as you don't live in it.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do with our community, is just be aware of what's going on around us. And honestly, when Dunkin' opens, awesome.
Great.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
And I would like to see it happen. I'm pretty sure PV would too.
Well, in the meantime, I'm helping keep Outlaw Donuts in business. That's my favorite. I love.
There you go.
Oh my
They're
gosh.
Wonderful.
I love Outlaw Donuts. Ah, how in the world I can keep my weight down. And still go there is beyond me, but I love the place. Anyway, since we're talking of business. Okay, where was I going to go with that? Okay, well, this is live radio, and I just forgot my train of thought. So how can people contact you at the BBB?
Sure. They can reach us by phone at 928-772-3410, or they can go online to our website, bbb.org.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of businesses, by the way, Thursday morning at the Prescott Resort is going to be the first, I'm not going to say first annual because my former speech teacher will whack me with a ruler for saying it. It's the inaugural Prescott Chamber Business Awards, which I will be emceeing, so I will be very proud to be part of that. Hope you'll be there for
that. I will be there.
You'll recognize a lot of familiar faces, I'm very sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Marilyn Huffman, thank you so much for joining us on behalf of the Yavapai BBB, keeping businesses informed and keeping consumers safe. We appreciate that very much.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Stay tuned because we've got Link coming up with local and state news and weather, and then a really interesting interview with an author of a great book called The Disruptors. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo Woods. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Vote for Sandra Kennedy for Corporation Commission. Sandra Kennedy is running for Arizona Corporation Commission. She is a former Corporation Commissioner who will lower utility rates, stop the corruption at the Corporation Commission, and create more solar and renewable energy in Arizona, especially rooftop solar, bringing thousands of jobs to rural Arizona. She will make Arizona the solar capital of the world and stop the corruption that is causing unjustified utility rate increases. Sandra Kennedy was the first to formally call out corruption on the commission. APS Pinnacle West spent millions of dollars in dark money in the last election cycle to keep her from being elected again to the Corporation Commission. And that tells us exactly what we need to know. Sandra Kennedy is who you need to support. If you want someone who will always stand up for you, the consumer, and fight to keep your utility bills lower, vote for Sandra Kennedy. She's on our side, not the utilities. Paid for by Kennedy 2018. Authorized by Kennedy 2018.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Courtesy Auto Sales, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Cliff Castle Casino, New Prescott Tire Pros, and Primavera Online School. The Cards visit the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at 9:30 on AM 1130, by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's offers a full range of products and materials from brands pros trust, like A.O. Smith, America's most trusted water heater brand. In addition to tank and tankless water heaters and well expansion tanks, now you can get A.O. Smith water filtration and softening products at Lowe's, giving you everything you need in one stop. Plus, our pro team will load it all up for you, helping you get back to the job site in no time. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Goodyear man has been arrested after he allegedly broke into a Pine Flats home in Mayer.
Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies found 35-year-old Jacob Metchner sitting in his truck, which was still running, Friday morning. Metchner admitted to breaking into the Dandrei Drive home at around midnight, cutting his hand on a broken window and remaining inside for a couple of hours. He also admitted to taking cash, a flashlight, tools, and a car battery because he needed to jumpstart his truck. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin describes what deputies found when they went to the home to talk with the victim.
This house was completely ransacked and several items had been damaged.
Dievlin says it appears another neighbor was robbed as well.
A shed on her property had been broken into and the latch was missing. Some tools were gone and she also discovered a light had been taken off a dune buggy.
Metchner is facing charges of burglary, trespassing, possession of a dangerous drug, theft, and criminal damage. All stolen property has been recovered. The Prescott City Council meets at 3 this afternoon to consider an extension to a lease agreement with Singular Wireless.
According to City Manager Michael Lamar, Singular has leased space at the Indian Hill Tank Site facility since July 2000. The original lease was amended in 2009 due to the city reconstructing the site, which required a 60-foot monopole and ground equipment. This amendment had a term of 10 years with an annual rent of nearly $15,000. Singular wants to extend the lease again to allow a more advanced system at the site in the Hassayampa Country Club area. The extension will go into effect next July 1st with Prescott City Council approval. The council meeting will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, breezy tomorrow with a chance of storms on Thursday. Expect an overnight low of 42 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 63 tomorrow and a high of 64 on Thursday. 44 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 70 and a high on Thursday of 71. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
For the first time ever, the Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Prescott Valley Event Center this weekend.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammunition, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prizes, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
We'll scour through, find the best bargain, come back and buy it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah. Just a lot more than I expected to see.
All sales are conducted in compliance with applicable laws. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads gun shows.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years.
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, what does Charles Darwin have in common with, say, Steve Jobs or Jackson Pollock, Martin Luther, Betty Friedan, even DJ Cool Herc? Well, they were the disruptors, upending cultural, technical, spiritual, or scientific paradigms and altering the way we live forever. Well, there's a great new book out by best-selling author Alan Axelrod about 50 people who changed the world in his new book titled The Disruptors. Mr. Axelrod, the great thing about your book that I like the most, it's broken down into different categories of disruptors. Tell us about some of the people under the category philosophy and religion.
We have Confucius,
Sun Tzu and Martin Luther. And of these three, Confucius is pretty much the earliest great Chinese philosopher. But the reason I chose him is that his creative disruption was the introduction of teaching into the history of civilization. Believe it or not, Confucius is the first thinker to actually introduce and talk about what it is to be a teacher and what you are trying to teach. And it was really the first time that anybody seems to have given serious or enduring thought to the profession of teaching. Sun Tzu, who lived in Japan roughly about the same time as Confucius in China, literally invented military strategy. And in this, he introduced the disruptive idea that you can systematize mass violence in a way to efficiently create victory. Martin Luther came about in the early 16th century and challenged the Catholic Church with a new approach to the Christian religion that not only transformed religion in the Western world, it really triggered a whole succession of revolutions, and both intellectual revolutions and political revolutions, and did much to create the world as we know it today.
Tell us about a couple of the disruptors under the category art and literature.
Well, I think perhaps one of the most interesting, and a figure that is not well known in the West, is a woman by the name of Murasaki Shikibu, who lived in Japan, medieval Japan, from about 973 to 1014, and invented the novel. Now, it's kind of hard to think of the novel having been something that was invented, but for most of the history of literature was poetry and epics and stories about gods and goddesses and mythological figures, or kings and queens and rulers. She created a literary form about ordinary people, what we would call sort of the middle class, and it became incredibly popular. They didn't have printing at this point, but copies of her manuscript, and we're talking about a thousand pages or so, with a long novel, were passed around from person to person and very eagerly read. So this was a real revolution in literature, predating by a good 1400 years, Don Quixote by Cervantes, which is in the West usually considered the first novel.
Mm-hmm.
I find also of great interest is Walt Whitman, who was another literary creator who is rooted in really ancient forms of poetry, like Homer. I mean, all these kind of oral traditions, the great bards. But it is a poetry that was entirely new in the world when he introduced it. It was a poetry that didn't rhyme, that seem to come spontaneously from the writer. And with the poetry whose message was about really democracy in the broadest sense, the equality and brotherhood of all people, and not just the brotherhood of all people, but of all living things, of the entire, the connection of people with the universe. It was earth-shaking poetry and was greeted as such at the time.
And, Alan, under the category science, you profile Archimedes, Galileo, Sir Isaac Newton, Gregor Mendel, Louis Pasteur, Sigmund Freud, Albert Einstein, Richard Feynman. Which of those really jumps out at you as a major disruptor?
I suppose you could start at the, well, all of them are, but you could start at the top, the earliest, Archimedes, who did... lived from about 287 BC to 212 BC and did nothing less than invent science. He was the first to that we have a record of who left a body of work behind, who applied mathematics and something like the scientific method to extend human senses beyond the immediate, what's immediately before them, to explain the world through science and mathematics. And, of course, it came up with very practical matters like the way to measure the volume of irregularly shaped objects, which was by displacement, the amount of water, usually, that is displaced by the body. And to this day, that's how things like ships are, the weight of ships, the mass of ships is expressed, is through displacement. You can go next to Galileo Galilei, who taught us that we don't occupy the center of the universe. Who dared to challenge the church teachings in this regard at great personal cost to himself. We can jump to Sigmund Freud, who told us that, showed us that we don't even know our own minds. That there is a kind of part of the mind that is like the dark matter of the universe. It's huge. It occupies a large part of what we are, but it is unconscious, and we can only access it through dreams or through psychotherapy.
And you also address the categories of technology, enterprise, education, society, and popular culture. And the name that jumped out at me was Betty Friedan, who is perhaps the first nationally known feminist. And I'm reminded of Gloria Steinem's famous statement, and this, I think, applies to all of your disruptors. She said, "No major social change was ever created by obeying."
That's correct. And Betty Friedan's book, The Feminine Mystique, early 1960s, dared to question why women, well-educated, married to prosperous men, nice house in the suburbs, why the hell they aren't happy.
Yeah.
What is missing? And she dared to question this, and it launched the modern feminist movement, and the repercussions of which, and the fruits of which, continue to this day.
And Alan Axelrod is not only the author of The Disruptors, but also of more than 100 books, including the CEO and Real History series, and the bestseller, What Every American Should Know About American History. How can our listeners learn more about your books?
You can go to my author page at Amazon. Go to Amazon, type in my name and the words author page, and it'll take you right to there, and you can buy every book I've ever written.
And, of course, we always recommend you first look at your local bookstore. And we look forward to more of your great books, continued success with your publishing, and thanks for being on Q&A.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop.
Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Want to get your weekend off to a great start? Wake up to Hammer Time every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Hi, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association with a great opportunity to learn construction tips and hear important information from local professionals. Don't start your morning without us, Yavapai County Contractors Association.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Alan Axelrod about the book, The Disruptors. Among the other people he profiles in that book, Leonardo da Vinci, Frank Lloyd Wright, Jackson Pollock, under the category science, I mentioned most of those names. Also in technology, he talks about Samuel Colt, as in Colt 45, Nikola Tesla, Henry Ford, Guglielmo Marconi, Clarence Birdseye, yes, as in Birdseye frozen vegetables, Alan Turing, who was the pretty much the father of modern computing, in enterprise, Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and in education, he profiles Johann Gutenberg, as in the Gutenberg Printing Press, Margaret Mead, Benjamin Spock, and Salman Khan. Just a fascinating book, which also, under the category society, profiles everybody from Margaret Sanger to Martin Luther King Jr., even Branch Rickey, who broke baseball's color line, Alfred Kinsey, we mentioned Betty Friedan, and in popular culture, he devotes chapters to Louis Armstrong, Ted Turner, and even Madonna. So a really fascinating book. It's called The Disruptors. Please give your local bookstore your first crack at getting a copy of The Disruptors. Hey, coming up Saturday is the EP release for Candace Devine. She was on the show last week with Drew Hall. That'll be live at the Elks Theater Saturday at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now by going to PrescottElksTheater.com or calling 777-1370. Of course, this is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 tonight. It is the second in the Alien series. This one is Aliens, quite different from the original Alien, which was directed by Ridley Scott. This one by James Cameron, also starring Sigourney Weaver. And unlike the original, this one is big and noisy and scary. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4. Join me back here tomorrow with Lori Reinhart with the Sedona Arts Festival and Miriam Halbrick from Habitat for Humanity. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.